thank you for this opportunity to address the 24th session of the Working Group on the Right to Development. It is during youth that one experiences a great deal of personal development. It is through formal and non-formal education that young people are equipped with the skills they need and empowered to create a better world. Around the world, 57 million young people, through the World Organization of the Scout Movement, have contributed nearly 3 billion hours to realizing sustainable development. In this way, young people are key stakeholders in advancing development. For this reason, the World Organization of the Scout Movement believes that the draft convention must afford due regard to the role of young people in development and their right to participation in decision-making processes. The World Organization of the Scout Movement believes that this can only be realized with the inclusion of a specific article on young people and development. We believe that such an article must principally focus on the right of young people to meaningfully contribute to decision-making processes and to shape the formulation, implementation, and evaluation of regulatory and policy frameworks applicable to development. Empowering young people in the realization of development is dependent on, among other things, their ability to participate in high-quality formal and non-formal education, on their ability to organize initiatives that contribute to development, and their need to have access to the resources required to realize this. Recognizing the specific needs of young people is necessary to ensure their enjoyment of the right to development. This includes through empowering young people to participate in the monitoring and evaluation of the convention. It is for this reason that we believe any implementation mechanism must adopt best practices to engage with and consult young people. This includes utilizing child-friendly reporting in their work. As WASM, we believe that the only way to ensure that young people are afforded meaningful participation is to streamline their perspectives of young people throughout the draft convention. To realize this, the introduction of a specific article and engaging young people in the monitoring of the convention are crucial. Equally, though, there must be reflection on the role and rights of young people within the broader scope of the draft convention. Thank you.